private sector have seen an opportunity to bully and scare people into taking cuts in their paying conditions. Since the creation of this economic mess by the government and the bankers, some employers in the public and private sector have seen an opportunity to bully and scare people into taking cuts in their paying conditions.
Bookkeeper man, monstrous parasite man, dancing at the crossroads of the end time. Give smile, man. Truth speaker who has the balls of the people. Tribal leader going forward, man. Pinstripe man. Boardroom woman. Doublethink woman. Supporting the deception of the industry, man. Barely modern man. Not quite postmodern man. Of ideologically induced stupidity. Who talks to professional woman. Searching for the absolute. Absolutely. Emerging like a pernicious infection among the many ghost estates to the negative equity home of bricks and mortar, man. Vested interest, man. In love with someone, man. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man.
Now we need your help, sir. One match is not enough. One match is not forced back up there. We need to, over the next week, fill the stadium.
I see some ducks.
Woman who knows BMW woman, values baptized by the Catholic Church woman, tolerating intolerant man, bearer of Celtic Tiger Cubs woman, midwife to the institutions of the state woman, knitter of Aaron Balaclava's woman, for credit crunch writer woman, waiting for the collapse woman, on board Snip Nua believer, cyber recession warrior, washer of the hands of private bank debt, keener of a bankrupt corpse, whose funeral pyre flames and strokes the fear of a black economy, gathering of the blue rinse brigaders, whose prescription lenses ignite Archimedean fire in the belly and anger in the heart of a generation. The Silver Revolution will be televised. The Silver Revolution will be televised. Brother of shoulder, supper of surrogate pints, sphincter policeman with gaping jaw, banjack citizens, bar stool anarcho-capitalist, tribal lawless, excluder of revolutionary wavers of red flag, receptor of empty Marxist-Leninist rhetoric, lacking the language to articulate our unfreedom, blinded by the ideologically induced stupidity of the market, waiting for the tooth fairy to leave shiny new euros under an expectant nation's pillow. On a soiled bed, abandoned in an overcrowded virtual ward, attracted by the same old gang of walking wounded, bending over to take our medication, legs akimbo, financial vertigo, a ritual IMF fisting, a national plundering, the watered eyes of a nation beyond hope, beyond regard, beyond shame. Fuck's sake, at least pretend to be interested. Pinstripe wizard beyond isolation, revisionism, speculation and angst, sowing the seeds for a double-dip recession. Yeah, 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 yeah. What's that downward spiral? Double, double dip. Funky, funky. Yeah, yeah. Double, double dip. Downward spiral. Double, double dip. Tipping default. Double, double dip. Temporary blip. Under a sheaf of malodorous economic reports, the stock markets crash ever downwards. Boardroom coverings, shadow governments stir the cauldrons of fear, anxiety, and rage. Drowning in a Namo wine lake, suffocating embrace, suffocating a political solution, suffocating the barren ground of self-belief. Slave and service to an economic psychodrama, state of shock disbelief, our children's futures mortgaged, Generation emigration, the only route out of the present, a final solution from our past. Despair is not the only sin. Paying off the gambling debts of indigenous and European barrel boy bankers, malicious Greek writing. Meanwhile, in the short strand, the peaceline barricades burn. Waterford Kristallnacht for a sectarian holocaust spilling into a world who knows no meaning. Uniform man, balaclava man. Who prepares the shroud for the dying, cursing the silence of the dead, and over incontinent Irish skies, flying first class on extraordinary rendition circuits, new generations of migratory extrajudicial wild geese, on ghostly flights to black sites that don't really exist, from Gander to St. John to Uzbekistan, to a global spider's web of secret destinations. White shirt stewardess from Air CIA explained the duty-free system at Shannon Airport to Islamic radicals. A mile-high club of enforced disappearances. Boarding cards for the stateless. Bye-bye American Pie Man. Destroyer of the rule of law. Destroyer of dreams. Destroyer of responsibility. Destroyer of democracy. Fast track planning permission for corrupt developers selling fraudulent towers of Babel in boom and bust watery bog holes, talking investment portfolio shite out of every gaping orifice at once. High anxiety property ladders for the nod and wink opportunists. A devil's brew of government-sponsored tax breaks. A short and curly's instant credit line. A golden circle of sharks, spivs, and shyster. A golden handshake. A pregnant skyline of calcified cranes. A cacophony of silent alarm bells. A MasterCard of the vanities. A chimera for a lifetime of onerous mortgages. A Texan hold'em for future societies of negative equity man. Property bubble, collapsed developers, tails spinning like drunken kamikaze pilots. Namikaze, namikaze, namikaze. Looming monuments to a delusional rulers of error, of horrors that just cannot be made up. And on the pedestal, these words appear. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty and despair. Nothing besides remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the low and level sands stretch far away. Fuck yous, fuck yous, fuck yous. It's important that you learn to recognize the important warning signal and not confuse it with NEO. In most places, the standard attack warning. This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. If the United States should be attacked with